You can get it overseas. You can get it anywhere in the world because of the strength of the frequency. But my point, frequencies, even while this is off, that brother's still preaching.
Amen.
Was that a sax that was blowing? The sax or whatever, that the trumpet was, is still blowing? You know, and that rapper's still rapping. They still do it, but we're not tuned into that frequency. But the mesosphere is where the radio waves start to move. So what's important here, one of the essential things now, is for you to have an ear.
Amen. Amen.
To hear. You know, sometimes we can be so crowded with things in our life. Schedule. Oh, man, I was supposed to be here 15 minutes ago. You get out of that one. Oh, man. Nah, this is due. That's due. Deadlines. All kind of stuff going on. So it crowds you to where you're not listening.
Amen.
Or what you are listening to is jamming the frequency that God wants to get to you.
Amen.
I mentioned in the early service, revelation has to be caught. You know, this will be going on, it'll be blaring, there'll be all kind of, but see, we have an antenna in the Holy Spirit that'll pick up a sound.
Amen. Amen.
And in the midst of all the others, it's like, wait a minute, no, I heard that. That one like these other voices. You hear what I'm saying? Because Holy Spirit will bear witness. It's like when Elizabeth saluted Mary and the baby, there was something inside that triggered it, and John was filled with the Holy Spirit. Just at the salutation, at the voice. Okay, so be mindful of that. Tell somebody, be careful what you hear now. There are going to be revelation that flow through you. We're in the realm where radio waves start to propagate. And it's interesting because as much as we need to be in a place of quiet every day. Now you can't be there all day every day because you got to go out among people. But I mean, whether it be early or late, or sometime or another, you need to be in a place of quiet to hear the voice of the Lord, to sense the presence of God, to commune with Him. About three or four of them over there, a couple here, one over there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not a maybe. It's not a if I get time. No, it's you got to make time. Amen. Even, some people think, well, they didn't pray right. It's not even the amount of prayer, it's the effort of prayer.
Amen.
It's not how eloquent you are with things, because God can read your heart. Holy Spirit knows your need without you, you know, and he intercedes for you. Sometimes we don't even know what to pray for. We get perfunctory in our prayer. We pray for the same thing over and over, and bless the children, bless this, bless the business, Lord, give me money, you know, all kind of things, you know, we pray for. But the Holy Spirit knows exactly really what you need. You may not need money at the time, but you think it's money. But the Holy Spirit knows exactly what you need. And He has a way of interceding in our behalf. Amen. But what's important is for you to make the effort.
Amen.
Tell somebody, in this sphere,
you have to hear.
God's going to shift some things. I said God's going to shift some things. He's going to do some things in your life differently. I want to know, I want to ask you a question. Will you recognize Him? You see, what He's been to us here recently, He's been very intense. Very kind of in your face. You know, not backing off. He's not coming as the gentle little shepherd carrying the sheep over his... No, He's come with the one with his sword drawn.
Amen.
And sometimes people don't recognize.
Amen.
That's Him.
Amen.
Amen. We talked about this morning how Joshua met Him at the wall of Jericho. But the Lord had His sword drawn. ready for battle. Now, what I think is so key about that, and this is what we talk about today, what's so key about that is that the Lord had his sword drawn.
Amen.
And Joshua approached him. That tells a lot about Joshua's character. How Joshua wasn't afraid.
Amen.
You know, he came and he asked. He didn't recognize the Lord right away, but he asked him, are you for us or our adversary? Because if you're for our adversary, we're getting ready to get it on. It's me and you. But when he heard the Lord say, nay, I'm not for you or your adversary, but as captain of the host have I come, Joshua fell on his face. It says a lot about Joshua. That's why Jesus picked the name, or they named him Jesus. That's the New Testament Joshua.
Amen.
He had come to lead his people not only into battle, but into the miracles of conquest. You see, it's important. We just talked about will worship, doing things our own way, how we want to do it, when we want to do it. Now you got to hear. You know, when it talks about God said, when you tithe, I'll open the window of heaven. That's going to be our theme, as a matter of fact, Lord willing, for our anniversary, opened heavens.
Amen.
Amen. You know, when they launch rockets, either in Houston or here in Cape Canaveral, they don't just shoot rockets up any old time. I feel like shooting up a rocket, so they shoot up. No, they have to wait for a window. When the weather is just right, or a window opens, they shoot the rocket. And it can get to outer space. It can get into another atmosphere or another place. Let me say it this way: governed by different laws. When we tithe, and this, everyone don't understand this, how the significance of tithing. God said, "When you tithe, I'll open a window of heaven." He'll pour out blessing. But what does that mean? It's like a rocket going into another sphere governed by other laws. How many want their life governed by other laws than just paycheck to paycheck? You tithe, I'll open the window of heaven. I'll rebuke the devourer. He'll put the devil on lock. Amen. It's serious. So, the mesosphere is the place where we have to tune in, because frequencies are starting. Not only God frequencies, but there's a lot of other frequencies that will try to jam the frequency. That's why we can't become so busy with the world and with our work. That's important, but not as important as you spending time with God now. Because we've crossed over. See, the manna ceases. The day-to-day stuff that God gave you just to survive. Come on, that's why he's been working so hard at changing our mentality about things. So, The day-to-day stuff, the manna that would fall day-to-day was just enough for people who had a just enough attitude.
Amen.
Just enough mindset.
Amen.
Had no vision. Were afraid. Didn't know what war was all about. Had no real history about Egypt. Didn't know anything. They were just desert people. Tell somebody, but it's ceased now. The manna was always an indication of a wilderness. A roaming, a wandering, having just enough. And God will always see to his people that they have enough. But that's not the ultimate goal or destiny for your life. Tell somebody, we've crossed over. I declare to you again, so you don't forget, as of this day, amen, and you start projecting your faith into that and stop looking back and stop asking questions about what if and what about. What about it? Believe a prophet, so shall you prosper. Believe in the Lord, so shall you be established. Believe his word. Believe that this is coming right from the throne of grace, that something new has begun. Something has parted ways with you. Stop looking for it. Stop expecting lack. Stop expecting persecution, defeat. It's a thing of the past now. When they crossed over, first thing was it, Joshua was confronted by the Lord himself. We call it the mesosphere. I was asking the Lord for a long time. I said, Lord, how did he get them people? How did he get all them people to march around there and not say anything? I mean, number one, Joshua was full of the spirit of wisdom because God, Moses had laid hands on him. And God, the Bible says, God magnified him among the people. Amen. So they had respect for his word. So when he had that encounter that night with the Lord himself, he told the people, I've encountered the Lord, the captain of the host. He goes before us. This is the instruction that he's given us. Are you hearing? So the people could hear. But the thing about the instruction was, it was like no other instruction. In Exodus 17, Joshua was told to take the mighty men of valor down into the valley and fight. And that's what they did. They fought Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the mountain. But he was down there fighting. All the battles were like that until this battle. Amen. Tell somebody, we've crossed over. That's why you have to hear. Amen. I'm telling you, God's going to tell you some stuff that don't make any sense. There was an evangelist in California. I was in some of the services. He was on radio here, as a matter of fact, for a time. And I mean, a lot of miracles. A lot of things were happening. It was in Pasadena, California. A lot of miracles were happening. People getting saved. Blind eyes opening up. I mean, and it was a little, it was, he was a little in stature. And he got a little top heavy. You know, how many know God resists the proud? Amen. But he wanted, and everybody wanted the revival to keep going on. And so he said he walked in one day, you know, and the place was packed, people praising, you know, and everything going. And he walked in, and the Lord told him, go get up under the piano. You know, go get up under the piano. And I said, yeah, go get up under the piano. And so being obedient, hearing, it didn't make a lot of sense. You see, something about our senses, we are bombarded every day by the world through our senses.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. Or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.